after the section of Hodu that's from Divrei Hayamim, we say Rovamo Hashem Elokeinu, Kadosh Baruch Hu is exalted because he is Kadosh, he is holy, he is distinct, he is holy, he is greater than anything else in existence. We recite a whole bunch of almost random psukim from Sefer Tehillim with multiple themes. We speak about mercy, we praise Hashem, we mention mercy, we mention chesed, we ask for strength, we want God to take revenge on our enemies, Kel Nekamos Hashem, we want to be saved, Hoshia Samecha, and then we mention bitachon, and we dive into Hashem to fulfill our bitachon. It's almost as if after we recite the structured praise that the Levim sang in David HaMelech's time, that we just said in Divrei Hayamim, we are full of a flurry of emotions when we find ourselves just thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how great He is, and we are praising Him, davening to Him, thanking Him, and with all the different classic themes of chesed and rachamim and oz and nekama and bitachon, that we can't even be coherent in a natural theme of what we're asking for. We just want to feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there with us. He's showing chesed, He's showing rachamim, He's giving us strength, and we are full of bitachon. That's how we should feel after we are praising Hashem. We're so overcome with emotion that we are lost in the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were. That's what we're doing at the end of Hodu.